nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea. Try new Pepto Liquid Caps for fast relief and ultra coating. Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach. Get powerful relief with new Pepto Bismol Liquid Caps.
Many of us suffer from it, and some of us are just used to it by now. That annoying, tingling, burning sensation you get in your chest after you eat or drink certain foods, you just know when that heartburn feeling is coming on. And thankfully, there's that pretty pink stuff we all know and love that's there to save us. Heartburn is very common, and luckily it's treatable with over-the-counter medications such as Pepto-Bismol or Tums. It's caused by the incompletely closed lower esophagus sphincter that allows the yucky acidic stomach contents to back up and reflux into the esophagus, which is the cause for that uncomfortable feeling we all hate so much. Hey guys, and welcome back to What's Really in My Body. I'm your host, Celia, and in today's session, we'll be taking a deeper look into, well, what's actually inside your body, but more specifically, your esophagus and your stomach. The esophagus is a muscular tube connecting the throat pharynx with the stomach. The esophagus is about 8 inches long and is lined by moist pink tissue called mucosa. The esophagus runs behind the windpipe or trachea and the heart and in front of the spine. Just before entering the stomach, the esophagus passes through the diaphragm. The upper esophageal sphincter, UES, is a bundle of muscles at the top of the esophagus. The muscles of the UES are used when breathing, eating, burping, and vomiting. They prevent food and secretions from going down the windpipe. The lower esophageal sphincter, LES, is a bundle of muscles at the low end of the esophagus where it meets the stomach. When the LES is closed, it prevents acid and stomach contents from traveling backwards from the stomach. The LES muscles are not under voluntary control. There are no ducts in the esophagus, and there are no biomolecules that are broken down here either. And although the esophagus does not produce any digestive enzymes, it does in fact produce mucus for lubrication. Some things that could go wrong in the esophagus are an esophageal ulcer, which is the erosion in an area of the lining of the esophagus and is often caused by chronic reflux. An esophageal stricture is the narrowing of the esophagus caused by chronic irritation from reflux and esophagitis. Achalasia is a rare disease in which the lower esophageal sphincter does not relax properly, and difficulty swallowing and regurgitation of food are common symptoms of this. And lastly, esophageal cancer. Although very serious, this form of cancer is extremely uncommon, and the risk factors for esophageal cancer include smoking, heavy drinking, and chronic reflux. The stomach is a muscular organ located on the left side of the abdomen. It receives food from the esophagus, and as the food reaches the end, it enters the stomach through a muscular valve called the LES. The stomach secretes acid and enzymes that digest food, and its main function is to aid in the process of digestion. The human stomach is subdivided into four regions. 1, the fundus, an expanded area curving up above the cardiac opening, which is also the opening from the stomach into the esophagus. 2, the body or intermediate region, which is the central and largest portion. 3, the antrum, the lowermost, somewhat funnel-shaped portion of the stomach. And 4, the pylorus, a narrowing where the stomach joins the small intestine. Each of the openings, the cardiac and the pyloric, has a sphincter muscle that keeps the neighboring region closed, except when the food is passing through. When the food is moving, it is enclosed by the stomach until ready for digestion. There are ridges of muscle tissue called rugae that line the stomach. The stomach muscles contract periodically, churning food to enhance digestion. The pyloric sphincter is a muscle valve that opens to allow food to pass from the stomach to the small intestine. The stomach breaks down biomolecules of proteins and lipids only. There is an enzyme called lipase that is originally from the mouth, but it does not work in a neutral environment, so when it gets passed down into the stomach where the pH levels are more acidic due to the higher amounts of HCl that are present, the lipase works to break down lipids, along with pepsin that's produced from the stomach chief cells that is then used to break down proteins into fragments called peptides. In addition, the stomach also produces the hormones ghrelin and gastrin. Ghrelin's function is to tell the brain that the body has to be fed, so it's pretty much an increase to one's appetite. It also slows the metabolism and reduces fat burning, so it may be involved in the development of obesity. Gastrin is produced when the stomach is stretched. It stimulates the release of gastric juice, which is rich in pepsin and HCl. Some things that could go wrong in the stomach are gastritis, which is the inflammation of the stomach, often causing nausea and pain. It's most often caused by alcohol, certain medications, or an H. pylori infection. Gastroparesis, or delayed gastric emptying, is caused by nerve damage from diabetes or other conditions that may impair the stomach's muscles' contractions. Nausea and vomiting are the usual symptoms. In addition, stomach bleeding, where gastritis, ulcers, and gastric cancers may bleed. If you see blood or black material in your vomit or stool, it is usually a medical emergency, so go to the ER immediately. Well, that looks like all the time we have left for today. And what a perfect time, too, because my ghrelin hormone levels are telling me it's time to go eat. See you next time on What's Really in My Body.